Hi, I feel like again, it's me, Alan Smith, with a wee Buckley Stories of Today's Press and Journal on Friday, March the 29th. So, last at Doric Express for this week, and the last thing this month, my God. And the time we come back, if we're still here, we'll be into April, so it's fleeing by. Anyway, front page paper today is outrage as ASN pupils erased in class 40. So, this is, has been a wee bit about this on the news, it's even in the Daily Mail and the Times and I think today, and it was on the wireless this afternoon, so crikey. Anyway, pupils with additional support needs, that's ASN, at a northeast school were effectively airbrushed out of their official class pictures in a scandal that has left parents outraged. Tempest Photography took two images, one with the ASN youngsters at Abiding Primary and one without, then put both versions up for sale to parents. Mum Natalie Pennell was left heartbroken after her daughter Erin was omitted for one of the P5 photos. Natalie told the P&J, "To give folk the option to erase my daughter from history for the sake of optics is frankly inhumane. One of the cruelest things I've ever experienced." Tempest Photography took the same approach with two ASN pupils in another class at Abiding Primary. Lisa Boyd's daughter Lily was also removed from an alternative version of her class picture. She says that we as a family feel deeply disappointed and frankly furious that the Tempest employee even considered removing Lily or any other child from their class photograph. Local MSP Alexander Burnett has written to Aberdeenshire Council calling for Tempest to be removed from the local authorities' list of approved suppliers. So, crikey, what a furore. But to be honest, it's a very, it's not great, is it? And I don't know what they were thinking about, to be honest. It's just sheer stupidity. But anyway, my old school pal now, he's a breast of the goings on. He was in touch with me this afternoon, and he said this. He said, he says, Abiding School has made national news. He says, a good job they didn't leave the gap at Lucanese without their fans' school for us. There'd been no bugger left. So, I think it's a pint there. But anyway, in this day and age, it is an alpha thing that they've done. It's just beggars belief, really. But anyway, that'll be for Tempest to have plenty of time to think about it when they've no school photos to talk, I think. Now, here's a couple celebrating 65th wedding anniversary of a lifetime in love. Oh, mighty. An Aberdeen couple celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary on Thursday. Rosemary and Valentine Stewart said time has flown since they met Dunson 68 years ago. We met at Locarno Ballroom in Montrose. He was my cousin's dance partner and she introduced us. It was love at first sight, said Rosemary, who was also celebrating her 86th birthday today. Originally from Larenskirk, she explained that she was so excited on her wedding day that she forgot it was her birthday and all. Valentine, who comes from Montrose, will turn 87 on April 5th. He had previously proposed to her at her parents' 25th wedding anniversary. Rosemary said, he wrote a poem for the occasion, it was very romantic. I said yes, with no hesitation, and here we are 65 years later. The couple moved to Aberdeen after the wedding and they've been there ever since. They have three kids, Nicholas, Richard and Ruth. Rosemary said, we travelled a lot together because Valentine was a travel agent. Okay, we've been to the United States, Hong Kong, Australia, Brazil, New Zealand, Argentina, South Africa and India. God almighty, fairly got in a boot on. They said their love remains the same after more than six decades together. When asked for advice for young couples, Rosemary said, a relationship takes patience and you should give and take. Here we are 65 years later and I have no regrets, I did that again. So, well, it's a tremendous achievement to be married for 65 years. It's just a lot of celebrities don't even manage 65 days. So, well done to them. And, that's quite a good perk of the job, being a travel agent, I suppose, getting to all that places. But when I had been crappy hotels, neither of them, they thinking. So, anyway, congratulations to them, well done. A tremendous achievement, and happy anniversary. Rosemary and Valentine, rare names now. Now, here's a wildflower meadows to spread across city. So, this is Aberdeen has gone wild with the goal of helping bees and other pollinators. A new city project called Bee Lines will see 20 hectares of grassland turn into wildflower habitats. The 20 hectares will be spread out across 12 locations in the city. The goal is to create a chain of wildflower meadows. This in turn will help give a home to bees and butterflies, making it easier for pollination to spread. Aberdeen City Council is partnering with Bug Life Scotland, a conservation charity dedicated to insects, for the new project. Well, we don't know. So the 12 locations are Torrey Battery at Greyhope Road, Donmouth Local Nature Reserve, Beach Esplanade, Seaton Park and Duthie Park, Riverside Drive at Garth D, Riverview Drive at Dice, why don't it Asda, Stonehaven Road, Garth D Road, Deeside Way Old Railway Stations, Westfield Park, and the Tech F, which is the P&J Live. So, well, I think it'd be, very well spread out, and if it's got the help of bees and I think, then it's got to be good. Although, for me, going to the markets with Snochery Jocks, can I say folks selling honey, if I find lad Erling alongside honey, he says it can, the wild bees are actually doing all right, despite all the doom and gloom about them. He says they're working on. There's some very interesting facts about him, but I'm not going to talk just now. But anyway, good in the council with this, and I suppose into bargain, it'll save some of their lads and to cut the grass. So, win-win. Now, here's a council leader suggests a public fill lollipop rolls. So, volunteers could be called upon to help ensure pupils in Aberdeenshire get safely to school once the council axes all of its crossing patrollers. The posts were lost as part of a harsh budget cut last month to save £436,000 over next year. Oh, yeah, I think we spoke about this before now. It must be bloody well paid us lollipop monies and wifeys. The region's lollipop monies and wifeys will finish up when schools break for the summer. But the decision has caused an uproar among concerned parents who fear for their children's safety. A petition, which has gathered more than 3,500 signatures, was set up urging the council to overturn the decision, with the petitioners calling the service absolutely essential. Hillica protesters gathered in Port Lethen this month to fight the move, but council leader Gillian Owen insists it's up to parents and carers to see pupils get to school safely. She said there's only crossing patrollers in 35 over 149 primary schools currently. She says we're by no means the only council to have removed or to be considering removing this service. That said, Aberdeenshire Council will continue its road safety educational programmes in schools and discuss the potential for additional traffic calming measures. So, well, a bit of a hoo-ha here, and I don't mind when they used to come out to Turfan School anyway. When I was just in primary school, I think it was the Tufty Club back in that day, and it was, road safety. You had to stop at a curb and look right, left, and right again, and then it tells you how crossings worked, and if it get the green money was for, which was a great advantage for a country gag like me, if I'd never seen traffic lights before. Anyway, so, I think the council has a point here. I mean, we've got to £500,000. If it just means parents has to take their kids across the road, it's nearly a big hardship, I wouldn't say, is it? So, lollipop money. There's a lollipop wife in Kator when I'm able to wag her fingers at me for them. Going to pass too fast for her liking. Now here's approval for short stays at Horse Arena. So this is competitors visiting a recently opened equestrian centre near Bunkery, Well, they seem to be able to bide overnight there aside their beloved horses. Bogan Wraith, the equestrian, has applied for permission to add 5 flat-reefed cabins to the Durris site. The units will allow folk visiting the site to bide overnight on a short-term basis while they take part in competitions at the Centre's Arena. Owners of the fledgling business wanted to add accommodation following feedback from customers. As there isn't a lot of opportunity to bide nearby, the centre owners looked at providing this themselves. They also hope that visitors biding over will visit the Fern restaurant that would create further job opportunities and investment into local economy. Council planners had recommended the unique application be approved, but they wanted to grant temporary permission for 3 years in order to give the business time to create a higher quality and permanent replacement. So, keep it like a bunker, nothing shabby. The proposal recently went before Kincardine and the Mayor's Committee. Councillor Alan Turner, another lad for Emmerdale Fair, but I think another lad, was happy to approve the cabins but asked for the timescale to be extended to 5 years. This suggestion was backed by Councillor Dawn Black, who thought 3 years would be pushing it a bit. She told the committee, these pods will be put in, the business will see if this model is working, but then they would need to raise more funds to be able to create the more permanent solution for the future. Following a vote, the 5-year limit was backed by 9-3. So, well, sounds like a good idea. And I've never met a lot of horsey kind of folk that was short of a bob or two, so I'm sure it'll work just dandy. Now, as we just finish up with sport as normal, and back page of P&J days, Don should have landed top target for new manager. So, Aberdeen remain confident they will secure their number one target as manager. The Dons announced on March 11th they hope to have a new manager appointed during the international break, but the process remains ongoing. Elfsborg boss Jimmy Thelen dropped out of the running a week ago to bide in Sweden, while Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill insists his focus on a national team. Don's chief executive Alan Burrows insists the club search is nearing an end. You would hope so after all this time, but anyway, we'll see if they come up with it. It'll still be the interim boss Peter Leaven for the massive, massive game against Ross County, this weekend. So, it's absolutely a must win. So, come on, Aberdeen. And that's me done for today. Now, so we publish the series of today's President Journal on Friday, March 29th, 2024. And a much more pleasant day of the day now. It's quite, they're raining for one thing. That was a major bonus. And afternoon, it turned out pretty bright. It was quite a very fine afternoon. It's still not really cold at night when I was out with the doggy about an hour ago. So it's a big improvement of it has been anyway. So, and I think by all accounts, the weekend's going to be just dandy. So fingers crossed that's the case, because we'll go up to the Broch on Sunday trying to flog some oatcakes and shortbread and tablet and coconut ice. So, a fine day will certainly help things, I would think. But anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. Get them to follow us on Spotify. That is the way forward for cool and right-minded thinking folk. If you can tell them to do that, it would just be dandy. Follow us on Spotify. They'll never miss an episode, and they'll have access to, coma-inducing amounts of Doric Expresses. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Doodaloo.